In this week's episode, the Cubs bitch about political ads, vague booking your adult profile, and being willfully stupid. We declare Damon a winner of something and have a little fun at his expense. Also, four homosexuals witness a fire and give awkward handies. COL 172, bitch, bitch, bitching bitch, starts right now.
August 12th, 2012. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
I'm Robert.
Thanks for noticing me.
Hey, how you doing?
That boy ain't right.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 172, and happy birthday, Mom!
Strangely enough, my mother's birthday is Tuesday, so I guess it kind of works for me and Jeff both.
Wow.
As of yesterday, my mom and my ages, I was exactly half her age. And as of today, I am 1 year behind that. As of the 29th of August, I will be just over half her age.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. So,
and? That's great. I don't know. That was a random thought in the shower this morning. It was like,
I know last year when I turned 30, a couple years ago when I turned 35, when I went through my brain, I think I may have been standing in the shower at work and I went, okay, I am now the age my mother was when she had me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just realized.
Yeah.
I haven't realized this in the year since it happened.
A little slow on the uptake, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm a little delayed on that, but... wow. Yeah, exactly. That's the exact realization. I was like, I just read an email from or a Facebook post from my mom after I said, "Happy birthday, Mom! Check your email." And she says, "I got your email. Thank you."
Oh my God, F. Bethel.
And then she wouldn't have said it quite that way, but you know. And then I'm like, "Ah, great, she got it. I need to take Sonnet for a walk." So I went to take a shower, and I was like, wow, how old is my... Oh, my God. I was just half her age. And I'm like, what? I mean, it was just kind of this... Huh? Oh, this sudden realization.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't believe she's that old, honestly.
Oh, God.
I do not reveal her age. Just that she's half... She's twice as old.
You are.
Oh, wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
And look at what her boy turned out to be. Gay.
Yeah.
Living far away from her. And living in an apartment and having next to no money. Well, actually, this is probably the best financial situation I've ever been in. So I'm actually pretty good right now.
Oh.
I'm living on my own, and she has backup. I have a backup mother in town. The people who used to live
that
next door to us.
That doesn't sound right. I got a backup mother. Fuck that bitch. I got a backup mother.
The family that lived next to us when we were living in Saugerties, which is where
when
I was.
You were living in poverty? What? Nope.
Saugerties, as in New York.
Like poverty. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know where Woodstock 94 was?
No.
Was done. That was in Saugerties, New York.
You're asking anyway,
the wrong person. I do know. Thank you for the reference.
Right next to us, actually now live in Cedar Park, which is a suburb of Austin here. So every Thanksgiving and Christmas, I end up getting invited over for dinner.
And by the way,
it's always nice to go to them. It's always fun.
When are you going to invite Dan over? God, Ben.
You know, the more you
need a dead
the
horse.
More you ask that, the more I will not.
That's not fair to Dan. He didn't do anything wrong.
He's
got his own leather problems right now. He doesn't need any.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just going to leave him alone.
And by the way, can we do a future episode where we all lisp for the entire episode?
No.
No.
Except Damon. Damon has to talk butch.
And fuck you, Ben.
Hey, it's not an episode without me.
Yes. We've had great episodes without you.
Well, yeah, this is true.
You had some great... Never mind. Anyway, yay.
Best episodes without Ben.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be the first time.
So, moving on.
We already know how Jeff's week's been. I think we just kind of cleared that out in about...
Let me start my stopwatch up. Give me a second here.
Yeah, because we got to ask Damon. Hey, Damon, are you ready, Jeff?
I am ready.
Yeah, Damon, what'd you do this week?
Okay, God. Hate you all.
No, I am Ben, but thank you.
No.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
No. No.
What did you do this week, Damon?
What did I do this week?
Complaining the more time is on the clock as being taken of time that you're telling us what you did last week.
Yes, true. So, Wednesday I went to a play party. Yay. I'll keep it at that. Thursday, my partner and I went to a fantastic... There's a show called War Horse that's from London. And they're touring the star of the show, which is a puppet horse named Joey. Really awesome.
I thought that was a Spielberg movie.
I'm kind of scared right now.
It was a fun, interesting take. It's a very interesting show. I don't know the whole show, but it's set in World War II in London. And the horse, it tells the story of the horse growing up and then getting taken to be a part of the World War II thing. So it was
a Spielberg movie based off this play or something?
Yes.
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 Or was it the other way around?
No, it was based off the play, which is based off the children's book.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. There's a story.
No. The movie was based off the children's book. The play was also based off the children's book. There was that intermediary. Okay, gotcha. Okay. I'm with you.
So, but they brought the, they're touring the horse throughout the country to sit where they're showing the play as part of the Broadway series. So it came here on Thursday and it's awesome. Just, what they do with it and everything that they, kind of show. I had a picture on Facebook. I'll probably put it on Bruiser. Just so people can see it, but it was amazing. Then Jim and I went to Boina Brasa, which is the Brazilian
Churrascaria.
Yeah, thank you.
My first husband was Brazilian, so
aha. Uh-huh.
And his parents own one of those in Dallas, by the way.
Estancia de Churrascaria.
Yeah, it was amazing.
There's two of them here.
So much meat and so much food.
Meat.
It's a gay man's paradise.
And
no. For the average gay man, no. For bears, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
A bear's paradise. There we go. So we did that, and then that's pretty much been it. Weekend has been kind of blah.
Have you been doing anything with what's that group you belong to again?
Actually, no, but the Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
He skirted right over that one, didn't he?
We have a kind of, it's a summer get-together thing this evening at Below Zero. It's Show Tune Sunday that they always have, and they're just inviting people down to come and not necessarily sing, but just socialize and be a part of it. So I don't know yet if I'm doing it because partner has a friend coming into town and we might be hanging out with him and those friends. So I don't know what I'm doing this evening. So right now, both plans are on the fence. But now I am done.
Oh, 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
Oh, that's not too bad.
And not all of it.
10 minutes short of your normal time.
Yeah. And last week was shorter, so.
Yeah. Just can't wait for the chorale season to warm up.
September 5th.
Oh, God, it's around the corner. Jesus.
Yeah, we have our first rehearsal September 5th. And also, I guess I'm technically still talking. Shit.
Okay, start again.
Yeah.
Add about a minute onto there.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Because this Thursday, I'm heading out of town to
you
visit
realize
family.
You're adding to your time.
I know. I'm adding to my time. Thank you very much, man, for noticing.
You determine that.
Yes.
okay, go on.
Screw you all. I am going out of town to visit family in Louisville, so I will not be here next week.
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp. Now I am finished.
Okay.
So 5 minutes and 9 seconds.
There you go.
Okay, that's still not a record, but you know.
Moving on. Who's next?
Who's next?
Robin.
Robert.
You know, Robert, I'm sure, is going to bitch about the land of red and khaki again. Are we ready? Go.
You know?
No, that's for later in the show, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
I've got an idea. Robert, why don't we start you your very own series called Bitches from the Land of Red and Khaki?
Because then, yeah, it would. Yeah, I could talk for hours.
Exactly. And you would have the sympathies of Target employees nationwide.
Anyway, no, this week was fine. It was boring.
Okay, so moving on.
We're gearing up for back to school, and that's it. So
still?
Oh, yeah, no, the school districts out here, they open, there are three school districts within the sort of the area of the store. So one went back to school last week, one goes back to school this Monday, and another one goes back to school the following Monday. So, yeah, it's pretty bad. It's just been, but luckily, the only places that have been getting hit really hard are girls' clothes and back to school. So, why girls? Just girls? I have no idea, but, you know, whatever. I don't understand anything with a vagina.
So,
luckily, yeah. I've never encountered one either. So,
gold know. Star gay.
Gold stars.
Gold star.
Sorry, Ben.
So, Ben.
I passed both my summer classes.
Yay!
That I had to take at the community college, which I thought was funny. But hey, it's a lot cheaper. And, you know, I actually got more financial aid money for doing that because it was cheaper. So I was very, very happy for it. But I passed one with a C, one with a B. So I wound up with a 2.5 for the semester. But I'm still at 3.02 for the entire academic career. So
that's good.
I'm okay. Cool. But that's kind of a drop, though, from a 3.07 to a 3.02, only for two classes. Drop me that much. That's especially when you have, you know, I've got like 90 something hours. That was kind of a hit.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm not figuring out the logic in it, but well. I've
submitted. Oh, you're still above my average.
And I'm painting my bedroom.
Fun.
When didn't you just paint it like 6 months ago? Months ago?
That was the bathroom.
No, you painted the bathroom. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of something else.
No, I'm painting the bedroom now. So.
Fun.
Yay, I know, right?
Pile all the crap into the middle of the room.
Pretty much. Well, that's what I'm doing, literally just one wall at a time. One wall, one set of trim a day. So that way I don't have to completely disrupt my life.
True.
Good idea.
So, there you go.
Okay. Anyway.
Yay.
Okay. By the way, I have to mention real quickly, because I can't find anywhere else to put this in at.
Okay.
Corey Reed. And we all know Corey.
Yes.
Corey has not been a guest on our show yet.
No.
Yet.
Corey, dear. He had this posting today. For those of you who like Ally McBeal, along with other weird things. Corey posted, "Dear Ally McBeal, you've been off TV for a decade. Please stay out of my dreams. That means no giving Vonda a ride, no lamenting Billy's death, no cage fish drama. I did not enjoy not having not one but two dreams involving you." I'm not going to mention the next part of it because that's, I think, personal. "Sincerely, me. P.S. I didn't want to dream about a department store featuring a computer with a 5¼-inch floppy drive as modern either." Corey, darling, we, the Cubs of COL, have determined that this is creepy. Thank you. Jeff, creepy?
Creepy.
Robert?
I'm going to say a little creepy-ish.
Damon?
Creepy-ish.
Quite creepy. Quite creepy.
Okay, so you're quite creepy, and Robert's creepy-ish equals two creepies. So there you go. One kind
of. Yeah, so then we got a total of three.
Three creepy.
Three out of four.
I was just creepy, so. Where's creepy?
So you have a creepy, a creepy-ish, very creepy, and then creepy for me. So two creepies.
Two regular creepies, one below, one above, so averages just to three creepies.
I think it's maybe because I just have weird dreams. It doesn't that, you know, I don't dream about TV shows, but I had a dream once, and the only reason why I remember it is because it involved my best friend. We were crossing the street, and it was a really wide street, going to a movie theater with one of those old signs out front that announced the movies that they were showing. And all of a sudden, a black cab from London stops, the door opens up, and it's the Queen of England.
We are not amused.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the only thing I remember about the dream. I do remember waking up laughing, though. So
wow. It could, nice.
Instead of that, instead of waking up screaming, you're waking up laughing.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. It's
you laugh yourself awake.
Going to the cinema. Yeah, exactly. You know, so dreaming about Ally McBeal, not so strange.
Yeah. I have dreams about TV often. I think I watch too much TV. I've had Big Brother dreams. I've had Thundercats dreams. I've had...
Come here.
I've had superhero dreams. I've had Power Ranger dreams. I've had all kinds of freaky TV show related dreams.
Oh, God.
So, wow. Yeah. Desperate. Good and bad. You know.
Desperate. It's,
so what yes, I've done this week. Monday night was naked movie night.
Yay.
Only was the two of us again. Watched Total Recall on my bed naked. And it was nice being able to rub his fuzzy butt. We just sat there. He was on his belly watching the screen, and I was on my back, or just lying next to him, and I just put my hand on his butt and just kind of rubbed it.
Don.
Nice little thing. Unfortunately, no additional guests. The one additional guest was ended up working late, so couldn't come. And this next week might be somewhat canceled. But if I can get my Eric to come over, then I would still have a naked movie night. Just Phil won't be able to make it because of family. So, but that's good. Then got my druid to 85 finally. My alliance druid, I should say. Windgem, my original main since Vanilla WoW, who has been abandoned over on the Earthen Ring. He's 85 already. But I made a new one, Alliance Druid, on Drendon, where I've really been playing, and now he's at 85, so I'm working on gearing him up. Actually, just dinged 85 last night, so. Then got paid on Friday, got my bonus check.
Ooh.
Almost $700.
Wow.
And I used that to renew my car insurance, paid in full.
Wow. Cool.
Oh my God.
Paid off my credit card. Finally paid off the stupid utility bill, which I've been trying to pay over the past few months, but their website only take when you log in, takes checking account information, and I swear to God I put in the correct information, but it won't show me it so I can verify it. And it each time it kept being returned. Then this time I went through the quick payment system where all I need to do is put in the account number and the amount, and then
and it took
I can
it.
Pay by card. Which it won't let me pay by when I log in.
Oh, God.
And paid it by car.
Are we already into the main part of the show?
No. But
this is just one of his general
things. This is
a
minor one, okay?
Oh, okay.
So I paid it by card. It said ATM debit is what I selected it at. So I logged into my ThinkBank account, and boom, it had already posted. And... Well, meanwhile, the checks take a day or two to post. And I'm like, fucker. I'll pay that additional $2.50 fee to make a payment through the quick pay if I can use my card. Because you're fucking up with I'm sure there's probably something where I must have mistyped something on the number, or there's some other problem that I haven't figured out. But if I can pay it by my card, I just need the amount and the account number. I'm not going to worry about it. Any case.
Super!
So I essentially got all my bills paid, which always makes me feel good. My mom's birthday today, of course. Yeah. Finally got my brother's birthday present. His birthday was on the 2nd, but I was a little short on cash until I got paid.
Absolutely super. I feel so special for you.
And
yay!
In an episode of COL Movies.
Yay.
This week in COL Movies, in this reel of COL Movies, Jeff and Rare, all by their lonesome.
Sexy. Make them stop.
Shut up, Ben. In this reel of COL Movies, Jeff and Ray are all by their lonesomes as Steven takes the week off. They start off in the past trying to remember the 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger flick Total Recall. The memory implant fails and they only find another three-breasted woman in the present day Colin Farrell version of Total Recall. In the future, they discuss as sinister at all. This and Bob Hoskins retires and utterly unsurprising news from the no-shit Sherlock department. It's the 117th reel of COL Movies. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Nice. Jesus Christ. And by the way, I've heard so many people rip the new version of Total Recall. I don't think I've read anything positive about it yet.
Well, listen to COL Movies. You might hear a little bit of positivity.
Oh.
I think I'll stick with the Schwarzenegger version. Why?
You know, I think you should probably at least see the Colin Farrell one once. Wait till it comes out on DVD. Sure.
I'll wait till some pirates have it. Arg.
Watch it. Check it out. It's really not that bad.
I shouldn't have to pay.
It's actually pretty decent.
Oh, my. Well, kids, I've got good news and I got bad news. I'm going to take a hiatus from Heat Sinks for about a month.
Oh, sad.
I know.
I feel so bad.
But it doesn't mean it's gone away. No. We're going to take it back to the very beginning in the best of COL. We're going to take it back to episode number 101. I tackle the offensive neighbors. And we all remember them. They're so much fun. Why not bring them back for a repeat? We're going to be doing a music spotlight on Soft Toy Emergency's Critical, which is kind of old now, but still kind of a good song. Jory Karen opens Mail and Shit, Hannah Hart of My Drunk Kitchen, and, of course, my old theme song, which I actually had permission to use from the guy who actually made the song, but yet YouTube kept pulling it anyways. And that is Bitches with Wolves and Broken Heart. So that would be the first episode of Heat Sinks. The Offensive Neighbors. Be reminded of what got me going on that. y'all remember those offensive neighbors?
Yeah, that's the reason why we're all chuckling.
Yeah, I'm trying to rinse my brain of anything involving heat sinks, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's kind of like how I feel about COL movies.
Oh snap.
So there you go. So we had no feedback this week, apparently.
No. But we do have a few likes.
We got some likes and follows. I always like
John Agram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Gary Snyder.
Yep, I know Gary Snyder.
Yeah,
he does Erie, Pennsylvania. He does the Drenched Fur.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I do want to say is Kevin Rucker, thank you for liking our Facebook post where we're saying that we're having a comic pull. We're looking for ideas for the next live show. We're floating some ideas during some podcasts, but we want to know what you think. Tell us, do you have the perfect idea for us? Make sure that it's legal PG-13 and relatively cheap. Some of us are a tad poor. Thanks. Thank you for liking it, but that doesn't help.
No. Not at all.
I said, thank you for liking it. I'm okay with liking them. Liking the post. It's just that doesn't tell us anything. Yes, you like the fact that we're going to be doing another show, but what the hell do you want us to do?
Yeah, no kidding. And that is, since we're already talking about it, I mean, that was our poll last week. It's going to be our poll again this week.
Because we don't have any responses. We have no idea. And if you don't, you know what? Here's what I'm thinking.
Do you really want us to decide?
I got an idea. If we don't get any other ideas, I at least will be doing another Power Hour in the next live show.
Wow.
I will do it again, and this time I'm going to try to make it through the entire thing.
And this time there's going to be a monster difference. This time, Damon gets to sit out, and Robert has to participate. Because Damon participated last time Robert sat out. This time Robert has to participate.
Maybe.
And the only reason Damon cannot participate is because
I can't hold my liquor.
Go back and look at the video.
I can't hold my liquor.
You think he's in there using the bathroom?
Like Hal still poor. Gotcha.
Well, like we can't sit there and send you like $5 each through PayPal and you can go buy you a bottle of box of Franja.
Franja. We'll figure something out.
Robert will be drinking this next time.
That reminds me. You know what I should
Actually, we ought to make Damon drink, but just keep him in the bathroom for the episode.
What I really should do is rejoin the beer club that I was with and see what beers I get.
Ooh.
Beer of the Month Club.
Oh, and by the way, our Tumblr follows for this week is Stuff and Things, Fuck Yeah. So thank you, Stuff and Things, Fuck Yeah.
Fuck Yeah.
And by the way, you can follow us on Tumblr at cubsoutloud.tumblr.com. Go on there, follow us. I want to start posting pictures of our listeners. You can send us pictures on there, and I will approve them because they can be severely X-rated. Hell, they can be NC-17. They can be X. Hell, they can be honey throat rated. Move, you know, pictures for all I care.
Honey throat.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, if you've never seen straight porn, you wouldn't get it, but. It seems like we have a lot of bisexuals in the bear community now, so I figure I'll at least make them feel at home.
Yeah, speaking of bisexuals. Bitch, 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 bitch. Last week we talked about what we were obsessed with. This week we talk about what should go the fuck away and die a slow, painful death in agriculture pussy.
Hold on real quick. Now, whose idea was this? Let me guess. It was Robert's.
Well, no. I mean, it was simply because of the fact that I was thinking about something. I wasn't even thinking about work, but I think I was having a conversation with somebody online and we were just talking about what was irritating the crap out of us. And I think it may have been Ann Coulter that personally inspired this, because I referred to her as a stick figure from a Robert Palmer video in a shitty black cocktail dress.
Nice.
Well, you know, and honestly, the thing is, I'm not even sure Ann Coulter has a pussy. You know, because she's a little trannyish. Granted, I shouldn't be using that word, but the thing is when I use that word with Anne, I think she is, and I mean it.
I have to say that I read all of that off because I just suddenly felt like I could really put a nice dramatic spin on it.
Ooh-hoo.
I thought everybody would enjoy that.
I enjoyed the dramatic spin. But no, it was one of those things. We talked about what we love last week or what we're obsessed with. And this week, you know, we get to air our dirty shorts out about things that put them in a twist. So who wants to go first? Who wants to be the first bitch?
I got a little one.
I was going to say, since it was Robert's idea, might as well just let him knock.
Well, let Jeff go first because he's got one.
This is a little one, quick one. Really, this is one of those. This is one of those quick thing of the day type things where it's like, this thing annoys the fuck out of me, and it's eye touch. I think we've already covered this before, but I do want to say this is a big one. Eye touch. There's no fucking thing called eye touch, especially when it's not. If there is, it's not an Apple product. The one that you're talking about, which is the iPod Touch. Fuck you for calling it an eye touch. Go away. Die slow, painful death in agriculture, pussy.
Wow.
Someone's a little angry.
There is such a thing as the iTouch. It's actually a device that is sold on through Adam for Adam that you hook it up to your computer, and it's almost like a motorized fleshlight, and it moves with the video.
It's an interactive thing.
Yes.
It's wow. Very
much interactive. But it is not an iPod Touch. So next time somebody says an iTouch, you say, you're using an interactive dildo?
There you go. That's your response from now on, Jeff. If someone calls it an eye touch.
You're using an interactive dildo?
Yeah. Perfect.
No, I'm there not. What are you talking about? Well, you said eye touch.
Eye touch.
Are you referring to an iPod Touch? Because that's not an interactive dildo.
Although you could use
the name of an interactive dildo to call your iPod Touch. What, do you have an attachment for it or something?
Oh my god.
Well, on that note,
you start it, anyways. I just wanted to do that quick one because that was the only thing that came to mind. So,
nice. I know I put this topic up, and I'm just like, but really, I mean, outside of work, is there anything I really bitch about?
Yes,
constantly.
Sure.
Oh God. Okay. Well, I mean, I could bitch about Ben, but what would be the point?
Thank you.
He's sitting right there.
Sitting right there.
Well, no, I mean, it's just, I think for me, it's just people who are willfully stupid.
Who
Damon, you understand what I mean when I
yes,
say
willfully
stupid. You know, so it, you run across them in everyday life. You run across them wherever you go. Internet, I mean, especially the internet. But people who you know that they know what the fact is. And you've told them what the fact is. And they go, well, I'm just saying. Or they're going, well, that could be true. No, it is true. It's true. Doesn't matter which way you slice it. Doesn't matter which way you go with it. It is true. So people who take all the evidence that they've been presented with and go, neener, 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 and say, you know what? I'm just going to stick with what I know. It's like, do you have the full totality of human knowledge inside your brain? Well, no. Then
not
you don't know everything. Well, no, yeah, exactly. I mean, we've confused Ben with God for a couple of weeks now. I don't think he is.
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Yeah, you know. Oh, God, that reminds me of a quote. It's like, oh, honey, get down off the cross. Somebody else needs the wood.
That was from Priscilla.
Yeah, and my brother posted it on Facebook, and I just absolutely cackled. But no, the thing is that it's just people who just basically ignore all of the facts that they're presented with because they don't want to acknowledge that they may not know the truth. And
you can't handle the truth.
Right. I grew up with a woman like that, my mother. So it
all mothers are like that. There's a difference.
Well, no. My mother, as an example, there's the word library. Okay, there's an R there. There's an R in the word. My mother, for the past, almost 70 years now. Well, at least she's been talking, so 65.
Damn.
Says library.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What redneck part of the world is she from?
Well, she was born in Mississippi, but raised in California. She's been in California since she was about 5, I think. So, and yeah, we grew up with, we grew up with Southern family around us. But the thing is that she never had a Southern accent, never, you know, had those problems associated with people who, you know, are raised in poverty and never had a whole lot of schooling. But the thing is that instead of saying library, she says library. Yeah, it's the only thing.
Yeehaw, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So, you know, oh for me, God. that's being willfully stupid is not, is, you know, there's a preponderance of evidence around you and you continue to focus on the same idiotic idea. People who believe in intelligence.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I know people, and I know this from spending time and some of the
Ben.
Hello? Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
Ben.
I believe we may have lost Ben.
Uh-oh. Oh. Huh.
Okay. Jeff, you still with us?
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben's got the little...
Oh, okay, now, yeah, I see it. His call dropped.
Hold on while we try to get the call back. one thing that's different from library, but I hear all the time is like we had one of our family friends kept calling it a wash.
Oh God!
Going to wash their hands or wash the clothes.
But that's actually more common on the East Coast, Boston, Massachusetts area.
Yeah, and there's
where
also
the R is dropped.
My dad has a problem saying orange. He says orange.
Orange?
It's like he adds an I after the O or something like that. Orange. It's always an orange. And I mean, he's from Minnesota. So he should be saying orange, right? Because that area, that Midwest area, usually has. I mean, Tom Brokaw was from the South, but he had to get a
Midwestern accent.
A Midwestern accent to do radio well. So,
right.
So he had to get that accent. But that accent is really more of a Midwestern, which is probably the best understandable accent in the United States, at least. Mm. So it's better than English, because and it's just so clear and everything. And it's just that's how people grew up in that area. And I think that might be a combination of English getting there and then getting with all the what do I say? People from the North, the North.
Yeah, the New Englanders.
People, or the, not New England, but I mean from like the Norse area, like Sweden and.
Oh yeah, Sweden, Norway.
And Norway, that sort of thing. Because I mean, I'm descended from Swedish.
Mm.
So I think it was a combination of that, and that's how the accent ended up working out fine. So. Mm.
Yeah, by the way, guys, I'm joining y'all now from the absolute worst connection on God's green earth, the HTC Amaze 4G, because somehow suddenly communications, this will be my new bitch, decided that they needed to go ahead and work on everybody's goddamn internet connection at 12:50 on a fucking Sunday afternoon.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Ben.
Damn. But you know what, though? That's typical, though. This, suddenly communication. See, we were our cable company out here was Cox. For many, many, many years, it was Cox Communications, and they finally decided they wanted out of this the smaller market, so they sold out to a company called Suddenlink. Needless to say,
it's Suddenly not the sucks. Best.
Yeah, I feel like I'm suddenly heaving.
So, well, since we've kind of gotten to a point, why don't you bitch about it?
I think I already have. No, actually, you know what? Y'all hear me bitch on heat sinks. So really, there's no sense of me bitching about much of anything because you already hear it from me.
True.
I've bitched about the neighbors. I've bitched about the cable company. But I will say this, though. This came up again this week.
Red Records?
I have nothing to say to them right now. I'm still not eating with them. But this week, you know, and this has come up, and we've mentioned it on this show before. This is my constant. Actually, I have two bitches this week, short ones. First of all, if you're going to have a profile on an adult hookup site, I don't care what it is, Adam for Adam, Growler, Scruff, and for those poor souls that still use it, gay.com. Hmm. The thing is, if you're going to have profiles, you're looking for someone on there, you know what? You need to be specific in your profile as to what the fuck you're looking for. I had this guy this week, and I've already talked to a couple people about this in Google Hangouts throughout the week. I had this guy, pretty hot little mixed breed, half white, half Hispanic cub, who was 22, 23. Fucking gorgeous. And so I start trying to chat him up, and he's like, oh, well, I'm looking for a daddy type. And I'm like, I'm 36, dude. You know, I call him more of a daddy than – and I'm like – I had to ask him the question. First of all, what's your idea of a daddy? Well, somebody's about 60 plus. I was like, no, that's a granddaddy. Let's get it right. And then on top of that, I actually chewed his ass out. I was like, you know what, dude? You need to put that in your profile that that's what you're looking for, because what you just did is wasted 5 minutes of my life.
Oh, God.
You know, we've talked about this in our shows before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
non-specific profiles.
Yeah. I mean, don't expect much if you're not going to be specific.
Yeah. Nope.
And it looks like it's possible my internet connection may have come back. So my second bitch, while I attempt to see if I can rejoin the call, and we're going to attempt to do this all at once, see what happens.
Your second bitch.
Hey, there I am on the other one. So,
awesome,
Ben's hey, good. I got my internet connection back.
Yay! No,
that's the big one though. Please, for the love of God, guys, be fucking specific. Be fucking specific. You know, plain and simple.
And then don't sit there. And my and the second one is I don't even know how I want to even describe this, because I don't call it being picky or specific or anything within all that shit. But it's like, for the love of God and everything that's good, don't sit there and say that you play bareback and then come over and say put on rubber.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, I do play bare. I prefer to more than I don't. But it's like, this is somebody who I have actually played with in the past. Not recently, but somebody that, you know, a while back I played with pretty regularly. And you know, it's like, we've always played bare. And then, you know, and I asked him, make sure, is this cool again? Yeah, it's cool. Well, apparently it wasn't.
So basically, don't give false expectations or...
Yeah, exactly. Don't say so, don't, or either that, or don't say that, yeah, that's cool, and then it's
not.
It's really
not.
Okay. Yeah, I can get that. Just not necessarily barebacking, but just someone, they say they want to do this or they're interested in doing this, and then they don't do it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the thing is, I've probably put, you know, several thousand children inside of him.
Oh, God.
You know, so I don't know what the hell the problem is now.
Or half children, at least.
Yeah, I know, right? Because he's the one that sits there and insists that I put my babies in him.
He's kind of
ghetto-ish, so, but that's okay.
Does he really say that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is that a bitch for someone?
You know what? It doesn't bother me.
Like,
but like I said, though, y'all know I kind of like the little white ghetto type, the white thugs.
Right. So.
No, but that reminds me of a T-shirt.
I've got to say this real quick. That's one of those things I always find so fucking funny, is and this goes black, Mexican, white, the ones that think that they're ghetto, that they're just ghetto thug types, yet they want it up their ass. I don't.
Yeah. That always kind of surprised me too, but you know. No, but I was thinking, this reminds me of a T-shirt that I saw once, and it said, thousands or millions of your future grandchildren died across your son, or millions, yeah, millions of your future grandchildren died across your son's face last night.
Oh.
I was like, ooh,
nice.
Wow. Yep. Okay, so, you know, a gentle way of coming out to mom.
Brilliant.
So, Damon.
So me. Okay. Whoa. I'm okay. So
off guard, didn't it?
I have bigger bitchy things, like I am kind of really freaking tired. I know it's the election year, and I know it's that time for all of this stuff to kind of come out, and people are going to be talking, and campaign ads are going. I am so tired of the ads and the campaigning. Huh?
So you're telling me that you're tired of stuff coming out, kind of like my babies?
Boom, boom. No, I'm tired of the constant. You cannot watch a show without 5 or 6 commercials are ads for the campaign.
Okay, season I also 5. Point out, you know, this happens every 4 years.
I know, but still, it just can't. I just have like,
okay, I've got the easiest fix on this, David.
Commercial break.
No,
where I can be like, hey, let's not force politics down my throat, please.
No, but I can. Okay, I've got the perfect solution for you, Damon. Okay?
I agree with this. I'm sure I will agree
with
this.
It's very easy. Okay?
Yeah.
Do not watch regular television.
Cut the cord.
Watch Hulu Plus. Use YouTube. Use Netflix. You can see 99% of what you want to see online without the goddamn TV.
Yeah, and if you get Hulu, you might still get ads, but most likely none of them are political ads.
Yeah. No. Very true.
Yeah. People want
something for Kiva or something, like donate to this charity.
And also not living in a swing state.
Yeah, that's true. I live in Ohio. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
It's literally every
swing city
commercial break is like, hey, here's an ad for Romney. Here's an ad for Barack. Here's an ad for Romney. Here's an ad for Barack or Obama. But, you know, and it's just constant. Barack, hey.
Barack Obama is one of those few presidents where, for some reason, feels feels like we're on some sort of first name basis.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, so I know. I kind of felt
you'd come join them this year for.
And I will say it's not just the commercials, and this is going to kind of slide into my second one. It's also online. It's also on Facebook, and
yeah.
I love everyone having their opinion. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I'm fine with that, but please, for the love of God, come up with your own ideas. Do not take the photo that someone has made and then post it constantly. And then, because it's not just you.
Cubs Out Loud is still not reconnected. There we go.
So sorry about that. I was trying to reset my mic. And unfortunately, it ended up resetting everybody's mic.
Are we still recording, Jeff?
Yeah, it's still recording. We're good.
Okay.
Okay.
So since you've been gone, I can breathe for the first time.
But just on Facebook, the constant ads of people and photos and whatnot. And I get it. I get your point. And it's not just political. It's, Chick-fil-A and everything. It's just like, okay, I get it. I get that you don't like it. Please, you've made your point. Stop beating the dead horse.
Yeah, I think
the horse is dead.
Yeah, because that's something I I'm going to go along with yours on that one, Damon, because this whole Chick-fil-A thing, it's like, really, are we not over this already?
Yeah,
I don't give a shit. The man is entitled to his opinions. He made them verbal. He's a private it's a private company. They can do what they want. If you don't like it, then don't fucking do business with them. Yeah. Because guess what? Chick-fil-A was here long before most of you little faggots out there were born, and they'll be there long after most of you little faggots are dead.
And
by the way, that was actually, who actually said that? One of our fabulous comedians, Lisa Lampanelli, actually made that comment the other day, word for word. So that's why I feel if she can say the word faggot, so can I. And Lisa Lampanelli is probably the most outlandish comedian that you have out there.
Yeah,
she hates everybody. She hates and love everybody.
Well, and she loves the gay community, and she's a huge supporter. Does things for us.
Yep.
And she's a fag hag extraordinaire.
Oh, it's like, it's like once upon a time, you wanted what the hell was her name? Y'all keep talking. I've got to remember this bitch's name real quick.
Okay.
By the way, my little opinion on the whole Chick-fil-A thing is you shouldn't go there anyways because the food is terrible.
Exactly.
People think that the food is good anyways. So.
And besides, I have a friend on Facebook who came up with his own recipe for their chicken, and it's actually a lot better.
Well, that's not hard.
Okay, by the way, once upon a time, every gay man's fag hag would have been Janine Garofalo.
Very true.
By the way, if she was a lot younger, she could have played. If you actually did the live Daria movie, she could have been Daria.
Oh, yeah. Hell yes.
So, there you go.
But, poor Janine, poor thing hasn't aged well.
No, she has not.
No, because I was just watching the last season of The West Wing, and I was thinking, good Lord. What the hell happened? I remember her and the truth about cats and dogs and her being cute, a little pudgy, but and now I'm just look at her and go, oh my God, what the hell happened?
Oh.
And it's gotten worse. It's just so got worse.
So those are kind of my bitchy things. It's your Facebook, do what you want to. So I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just, lay off just a little. Just a little.
Honestly, I think I know I've got friends who do it, but I don't get a lot of it. It's because I think it's just because most of my friends know my viewpoint, and if they want to continue to be my friend, want to continue to be friends on Facebook, they'll keep it quiet. I mean, the last time I called somebody out on Facebook, I got some very terse wording from a couple of friends, and I said, look, if you have a problem with my viewpoint, I understand that, and we can talk about it, but if you continue to shut me down like that, we're not going to have a relationship. I can agree with it. I think it's a reason why my tolerance is so high is because of the simple fact that I don't live in a swing state, so I'm not seeing it every 5 minutes. Although when Prop 8 was going through the whole thing, I seriously, by November, I was a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't watch TV without seeing an ad against Prop 8. I mean, yeah, it was huge, and it caused none too little distress. But no, the thing, I totally agree with you, Damon. It can kind of be a little much.
Yeah, a little much. That's the best way to put it. And I will say one of the good things about being on Bruiser has been that's not
relative people, lack of it. Yeah, a lot.
There's so little of it. And instead of constant pictures of, you know, rants and raves, there's constant pictures of penises. So yay, thank you.
Yay, penis. Thank you. However, okay, and by the way, the other thing I want to throw out there in the land of the bitches real quick is and this one's really pretty simple. If you're in a NSFW circle, that's cool. But what I don't like is these people would say, hey, you know, I've put you in this, or they don't tell you, or they tell you that you've been put in it later on. Right. There's one person, and I'm gonna put the name in the box so no one else can see it. big surprise, right? Right. He keeps telling me I've asked to be in his NSFW, and it's like, you know what? I think you're a really nice person. However, you don't do anything for me. So please, for the love of God, stop putting these pictures up and take me out of your goddamn NSFW circle. Were you asked to be in it? No, I never did. Well, somehow, in your mind, you thought I wanted to be in it, but the answer is still no. I still don't think you're – no, you do nothing for me.
Why haven't you blocked him?
Because I do converse with him on certain things. It's just sometimes he gets a little out of control, and all three of y'all know that.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that –
not as much.
If being friends with him online is more of a problem than it is.
No. It's only been a problem in those weird areas.
Okay. You know, but the thing is, it just, I honestly don't know how a way to get him to stop doing that on G+ or have you not see it?
Well, I don't use it enough. And I mean, I'll be the first person to sit there and tell you if I need to completely block him off G+, you know, I mean, I'm not, it's not going to hurt me to do it.
Right.
You know, I mean, life's a bitch, you know, and all that shit, you know, I'll get over it, you know, but it's like, there's just, you know, that's why I actually do not belong to anybody's NSFW circles. I don't, only because Google+, I will use it at school. My tablet, you know, I use it in places that
it wouldn't be appropriate.
It would, oh my God, would it not be appropriate?
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway,
but
so don't add Ben to your NSFW circle. Don't run a political lad anywhere near Damon and then flog it to death on Facebook with me. Don't be willfully stupid. I mean, seriously, get a textbook reading the Bible.
The Bible is not a textbook, contrary to popular belief.
Just remember, if their stupidity comes from anything dealing with them being a customer, it's really not their fault.
I think we've already covered
that before. Okay,
that's true. I mean, but
they can be stupid outside of that. So if they're not customers, then the stupidity, that's valid stupidity. It's when they're customers, when it's unfortunately invalidated.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I've tried to remember your little idiom.
The thing is, customers.
It's tough to remember.
I agree.
I also point out for people like Robert who work in customer service, there's a very important lesson you need to learn. And this has been a lesson since 1994 or so, at least, if not longer, but really since 1994. And if you, any of y'all can tell me where it came from, you get Jovial Cub points. I'm going to start giving those out. I'm sure he appreciates that. Remember, this job would be great if it wasn't for the fucking customers.
Clerks.
Very good.
Jeff Anderson said it to Dante.
That's right.
Yes, I did.
I love it.
Strangely enough.
Nice.
Very good. Yes.
Oh, no. I walked
in. I actually wanted to, and it's so sad because we're talking even before I got locked up, when I was still working in TV news regularly, I actually had contacted Kevin Smith and asked him, would you be objected to me writing a book called The Tao of Randall? And just basically, you know, throw all of Randall's thoughts into a great big book. But no, Randall's thoughts on life.
Wow.
I mean, because you think about it, Randall has the best outlook on life ever.
I don't know about that. The great philosopher of the quick video. But no, what was so funny is that I go into work. I got called into work here about a week or so ago. And I just, for some reason, I walked in and I didn't want to be there. I was tired. And because I'd worked, I think, 3 days in a row, all 8 hour shifts, and one of them a back to back. And they asked me to come in. And I literally, one of the girls goes, "How are you?" And I go, "I'm not even supposed to be here today." And she just looked at me. I went, "Wow." Okay. Huh. Okay.
So there you go. So
have we bitched about bitching enough?
Well, I'm sure we could go further, but
I was going to say there's always plenty of bitches. Better yet, you know what? This week's poll. What do you want to bitch about?
Oh.
Another open
now poll. Now my bitch, hold on real quick. My final bitch is, why the fuck are you bitches out there listening to us not giving us suggestions for our next live show?
Are not or interacting with us.
Yeah, you bitches Hell. Out there are making me bitch at you bitches. Don't make me bitch at you bitches no more, you fucking bitches. God damn.
Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Or we'll shove you in the culture's pussy.
Ew.
Oh.
But if you happen to give us a good answer and a winner, we might shove you in jovial cups.
I was going to say, well, he doesn't, but...
Then COL, it, COL staff members and hosts did not qualify for this.
By the way, another little bitch.
It's not a man pussy! No, hold on, Jeff. You're correct. It's not a man pussy. It's a mangina.
Oh.
No!
I think we talked about this at one
point. Male. Yeah, we did.
So anyways, that's our poll of the week. This week is... What pisses you off? What do you want to bitch about? Leave your creative or interesting responses on Bruiser, on Tumblr. Email them to us. Call 361-COL-TALK. Call 360-COL-TALK. Tell the Cablevision people. You know, email us. Do whatever you got to do. And there you go.
Nice.
God.
Google Plus, Facebook, website.
Just that is just absolutely. And by the way, I'm sorry. That's just wow.
Can't see it.
You can't see that, Damon?
No.
What the hell's wrong with
you? Wait. Oh, I know why I can't, because I'm not on Bruiser.
Dun-dun.
Never mind. Hold on. And copying. And hello. Hi, everybody.
It's don't need to listen to me
right now.
Okay.
Don't need to listen to me right now.
I think at this point in time, it's time for...
Yes.
It's time for
Love on Craigslist.
Oh,
bringing
bastard
of love and lust. This week on COL,
I'll be out of it.
Death fucks up more than you can imagine.
Uh oh. Wow. Robert
bitches about the land of red and khaki, and we talk to you about love. It's Love on Craigslist, and now here's Damon.
Oh my God! I cannot. A thing. Okay, there we go.
Wow. You okay, Jeff?
Sorry about that. I accidentally put the trigger for both of those things on the same number. So they both triggered at the same time. I'm like, what? Did I accidentally press the 3-2? No, I accidentally pressed the 4 when I was trying to put the 3 in for the thing.
You sound like Bill Cosby. I was trying to press the 2 and then... Here, kid, have a pudding pop.
Hey.
And by the way, you know, what the hell? You know, I really want to just write Bill Cosby and claim that he's the reason why Puddin' Pops don't exist anymore, because I loved those. Here, kid, have a Puddin' Pop.
I don't think it was his fault.
You never really know these days.
So there's a bunch of recipes.
Jell-O Puddin'. Mm-mm. Go ahead.
No, wait a minute. Jell-O Puddin' Pops has their own Facebook page.
Know that? Yeah, for a product that doesn't even exist anymore.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Puddin' Pops are dead. They've been gone.
Yeah. You might have, they're called fudgy bars or stuff like that.
No, yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not Puddin' Pops, though.
It's not a Jell-O Puddin' Pop.
And Love on Craigslist.
Trying to beat Bill Cosby.
So, let's try this again from the very top. It's now time for Love and Lust. It's Love on Craigslist.
I'm not hearing that again. It's still playing.
That's correct. Damon?
Or at least according to everybody else, it's still playing.
Wow.
Okay.
They didn't hear the thing and the stuff and the whatnot.
So, Damon, what do you have?
So, I took your guys' advice last week, and I went to beautiful Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Woohoo! I'm already excited.
I didn't find any major gems, but I literally went the day that we were recording. So I did find two, but I'm going to read one, and I'm trying to figure out which one I want to read. Okay, I'll give you the titles, and you take which one. You let you guys pick.
No. That's not how it works. You just grab one.
Both.
Yeah, just do both of them and go.
Okay, fine. All right, so this one is Freaks Only, Please. Women for Men, Parkersburg, Marietta. Looking for fun. Haven't had any in months. Love doggy and spreading my legs. Love having dick in my mouth. You must host. Race and looks do not matter. I can host. Want to come over? In subject line. Must have, I can host, want to come over in subject line. The emails will be ignored. Special consideration for those providing both face and sausage.
Nice.
P.S. Maybe a male friend could join? ? So there.
Okay. Just straight up asking for a three-way, but...
Yeah.
Bernard. And your second one?
Yes. And this one is...
That was
young
different.
Sissy Wanted.
Oh, God.
60. Huntington, Charleston.
Okay, I'm sorry. How old?
60.
Oh, okay. At first, I thought he said 16, and I'm going... I guess you could want a 16-year-old sissy, but I think you'd go to jail unless you live in Alabama.
Young sissy one at 60. I want to meet a warm, sweet, femme sissy who wants to be accepted and loved. I want to be a close, warm friend. We can be totally discreet and we will be very secret friends. No one will... I keep skipping because there are numbers and I'm trying not to read the numbers. who we choose to tell. I want us to feel comfortable with each other and be able to share things that we cannot share with anyone else and nothing to hide.
Okay, can I put you on hold for just one quick second, Damon? Because sure. I think I have to do this.
Yeah.
I don't feel I have a choice, so hold on.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Yes, I'll take this teddy bear, this ruler, this piece of string, this box. I'll find the money strapped to my thigh.
God. Pervert.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that's exactly what came to mind.
Yeah.
That's exactly 110% what came to my fucking mind.
All right. We cannot share it and nothing to hide. I want him to be warm, sweet, and that is how I am.
Of course.
That is how I am and why I am interested in finding such a friend. I love them in their cute sissy things. I can host and be as discreet as you may desire. Please be 18 to 24.
That sounds good to me.
Small to petite build, a must. Shy is not a problem. I'm looking for a very discreet friend.
Of course.
Let's at least talk about it. Try to get a little acquainted.
Oh my
God. If not, be very careful on here. All is not good.
Wow.
Did I win?
We don't know yet. We're working on it.
Wow. You're definitely in the running, Damon. Definitely in the running.
Holy shit. So are you saying I need to go ahead and go next because Roberts probably won't get us anywhere?
Oh.
No, I think Rob may have a good one because I gave him a good source.
You gave me a good source, but I'm still going with the one I picked, and mine's pretty bland.
Well, mine's pretty easy this week. It is out of Kansas City. It doesn't say Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City,
Missouri.
Missouri, so we don't really know at this point.
Well, it's the same side. It's just who's on which side of the state line you're on.
There you go. Okay, let's try this again then. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm like looking at the wrong fucking screen because I don't think y'all want instructions on how to root a MyTouch Q. You sold me your panties Friday night, M for W. Because let's face facts, straight people are so much fucked up, more fucked up than we are. You sold me your panties for cab fare Friday. I was going to give You kept fair anyway, but you said you wanted me to have something to remember you by. It was sexy watching you take them off, but never knew how hot it would be smelling them. Haven't been able to stop. Well, remembering you, I'd love to buy another pair from you anytime.
Wow.
That's pretty.
That's cool. That's impressive.
I don't know.
It really is.
I mean, we still, some of us still sell underwear.
Yeah, but this is like freaky straight shit.
Yeah. I think I'm still winning.
Yeah. Say, I think you are on this one too.
Mine is actually pretty bland. It's we're coming out of Chicago this week. In Misconnections, you remind me of one of my ex-girlfriends, Men for Women. She was always like, you never do this, you never do that. After the bajillionth time of actually doing something she constantly was haranguing me about not doing, only to hear her complain for the bajillionth and first time about me not doing it enough, rather than just saying fucking thank you, I decided to sleep with her sister. You and her can both suck it. And her sister definitely could.
Wow.
Sure.
I don't know. That one's pretty good, but I've still got to say Damon's our winner.
I'm thinking Damon's the winner, honestly.
Yay!
That's congratulations, Damon, on your
I make you feel
illustrious. Like everybody dance
now! Bam. That's an ice cream.
Yeah, I know. I read that one, and I said, okay, that is... not only creepy, but like you said, downright pedophilic.
That's Herbert the pervert on Craigslist.
At least he said 18 to 24, but he is 60.
But yeah, but to somebody 60 to 18 is like, woo.
Yeah.
Top of the cradle.
Three times her age? Four times her age?
Four.
Yeah, three or four.
Almost four.
Yeah.
God.
No, I mean, actually, about three.
I was 18. I dated a guy who was 43, but that was my upper limit.
Mm.
Actually, at 18, I didn't really care, but anyway. God. Okay, Damon's the winner.
Yay!
See, now that you picked one winner. Now that you picked one winner, you know what it takes to find another winner.
Exactly.
It has to be that level of creepy.
Oh yeah.
Excellent.
By the way, folks, if you find a Craigslist post that you would like to share with us, you can always send it to us.
Yeah. Exactly.
361 COL talk.
To Gmail.
Cubsoutloud.tumblr.com.
Cubsoutloud.gmail.com, cubsoutloud.com, post it on the blog. And there's tons of ways to contact us. There's really no excuse.
And one of these days, if somebody who shall remain nameless will get off his ass, you might even be able to get a hold of us on Bruiser.
Just so you know, the Freaks Only Please has been removed, flagged for removal. And the
what?
Flagged for removal. Someone
no,
flagged.
What? What's been
removed? The Craigslist ad.
Which
I
one?
Just them.
Are the you Freaks kidding Only, me? Please. Somebody already flagged it?
No, the Freaks Only, not the pedophiliac one.
Wow, that's
not
the
pedophiliac. That one has just been deleted by the author. So
he must have been listening to us.
Already found something.
Oh, that would be interesting considering
tape delayed.
We're taped on a private
live
channel
to tape. Now, so.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, where were we?
Huh.
We were
our picks.
Picks.
Mix.
Better for
everybody dance now.
Ben,
sorry, I'm just.
You have something to share?
Oh yes, this week's pick, and I actually have to thank Ray William Johnson of Equals 3 for this one because he took it, and made it much funnier. But this is still pretty damn funny on its own. Have you ever wondered where gay stereotypes really come from? Well, this video explains it all. As you watch multiple homosexuals witnessing a fire.
God.
And at first they think it's their favorite place, then you find out it's something that they didn't care about, so. And, like, seriously, if you ever wondered where gay stereotypes come from, they're either under Damon's bed or they're in this video.
Sorry, I'm listening to it now.
Yes, it's quite.
Oh, my God.
At least we didn't like that place. Yeah, and if y'all really want to see the even, and hold on real quick, I'm going to post this in the show notes also. Unfortunately, I can't get some of the timing to work whenever it lets you do it at a certain time point. I'm going to go and post this in the notes too, and this is going to be the equals three version of the same video. So if you want to see Ray William Johnson's take on it off equals three, that's how you'll do that. And it's actually pretty funny too. Because Ray William Johnson just makes everything gay funny.
Lovely.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yay.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So my pick for the week, I don't even remember how I found this. I think I was just hitting YouTube links, but it's 50 years of nonsense words and music. And So they string together all the, like, you know, like, what was it? Crash Test Dummies, that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that. They string basically the last 50 years worth of music that has had nonsense words in it together for one song. I could name about 95% of them. There was a couple that I really wasn't sure. But they also did another one. Another version of that, but it was like, okay, this is cool, you know. And Jeff actually stole/borrowed something I shared with him, so his we have a co-pick, or Jeff can take it. So
yeah, you want me anyway to do that now?
But yeah, 50 years of nonsense words in music, that's my pick.
It's kind of cute. Since I've sung for like years, I've know several of the I knew several of the songs.
Yeah.
The Oombop one was kind of funny. And I liked how they would stop at the moment where they would actually start singing words.
Right, exactly.
And just kept singing like the na na na. Yeah. The Hey Jude one na. Yeah. Okay. So mine is a visual. It's big burly men. Yeah. Big burly men covered in jewelry. Photos by Rick Castro. I saw this a few weeks ago and I liked it. Now, they say covered in millions of dollars of jewelry, blah, blah, blah. I can't say that for certain. I look at some of the stuff and I go, that's really costume looking. Now, I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong, but the photos are really nice. There's some burlier guys. There's some like chasers or otters or whatnot in there too. But the pictures are very, very good. I like them. There's the one I like the most is the one with the jewels into the butt crack. Yeah, love that one.
Mm-hmm. I think I made a comment earlier before the show that it's like, I'm like, that's a strange place to put a choker.
Yeah, there there are a few nice looking guys in this spread. Very nice. Yeah.
Does Damon need a towel to wipe the drool?
No. I'll use it later. I'm not saying it's the best photo work I've seen.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So there's my pick. Big burly man covered in jewelry. Or not covered, but big burly nude man is what they should call it.
Well, nude, who knows? Semi-nude. They're probably not completely nude. They're semi-nude.
Well,
some of them are nude. Some of them are nude.
Oh, there is a nude guy there.
There's several, like, ooh.
I believe we have Jeff's interest peaked.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't scroll down as far as I was thinking of. Anyways. So the kind of co-pick between Robert and I, I'm going to start off with that one, is, well, let's just say this. You like the Star Wars trilogy? You like the radio play? Have you ever heard the actual radio play?
No.
It was actually pretty good. It's basically the exact same thing, except there's a couple of additional scenes, and it's, well, audio. It's not, there's no video. It was originally done with the BBC.
Yeah.
And Mark Hamill and I think and Anthony Daniels, I think, were in it. But I think pretty much all the other roles were not the original actors.
No.
But at least we still had Mark Hamill and Anthony Daniels in there, which is good. And well, apparently a ECCC, what's the
Emerald City Comic Con?
Okay.
It's Seattle.
They actually had a panel of voice actors, Billy West, Tara Strong, Maurice LaMarche, John DiMaggio, Kevin Conroy, a.k.a. Batman, Jess Harnell, and Rob Paulson. And they had the panel host basically had them read out the radio play, and he assigned the parts, and they were to do them in the voice of the various characters that they had portrayed. So you've got Yakko Darth Vader.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, no.
And I have to tell you, I haven't actually watched the whole thing. Robert Timmy, just told...
Timmy Turner as Luke Skywalker.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
And what's Maurice LaMarche doing?
Oh, he did Shatner as Luke Skywalker. He did...
Darth Vader
He did
Bubbles.
A couple... Yeah, Darth Vader as Bubbles. I mean, Bender as Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi. John DiMaggio did Tracy Morgan as Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. Or no, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker. It was like, oh my God.
Porky Pig Obi-Wan?
Yeah, Porky Pig Obi-Wan. And it was actually really awesome. It was really awesome.
Okay. I literally watched like a second of this. Like I'd fast forward because you said something about 7 minutes.
Yeah, seven minutes.
And Yakko it was Warner. At the point where there was Yakko.
As a stormtrooper. As
Darth Vader. Oh, was it Stormtrooper?
He was a stormtrooper.
And he said, he said one line. And I couldn't help
but. Yeah, I think Jeff was fixed to absolutely fucking lose it.
I think as he said, he goes, I'm broken. It broke me.
Video. It totally broke me, and I had a hard time recovering. Fortunately, I'm not watching it right now. So
okay, he will shortly after the show. Yeah, he'll be watching.
I sit back, relax, and laugh my ass off.
Oh yes. Wow!
But it's almost 2 hours, so you have to give yourself.
It's hour 20.
Sorry. Yeah, so it's a long time, but I can tell already this is going to be absolutely hysterical.
And there's a companion video to that where the same people the night before did scene readings from various movies as the same characters.
Nice.
And the first one they were going to do The Princess Bride.
Oh.
And a couple of other ones. I didn't get all the way through it because I had to do something, but I have to go back and rewatch it because it's just awesome.
You got three voice actor panels. There's this one. That must be the voice actor movie mashup.
Yeah, that's it.
And Futurama. The future sounds good. So there's also a panel about Futurama. So.
Okay.
Cool. And that's probably a real panel.
And John DiMaggio is fucking hot.
Okay.
That's one of my picks.
And the pick, his own pick now.
Okay, so my regular pick that I had before I found out about this was, I'm going back to the tabletop. Tabletop just released another episode 10, where they played Say Anything. Which is a game where you have one person... ask a question and is the judge. Okay. So they asked a question like, what future tech would you like to see right now? That wasn't the exact question that was on the show, but it was something similar to that. And the other three write an answer, trying to basically please the judge.
Mm.
But the best answer that the judge would pick. And they all put their answers down in front of the judge, and then they each get two chips and they can vote on which one they think he'll pick. And then however many chips they have on that answer that the judge picks, gets that many points. So if you put two on one, then he picks that one, it's 2 points.
you can split your votes by putting on two different answers, and then you get at least one depending on which one he picks, etc. So in this case, future tech. So one of the guys puts down, oh, by the way, the judge for this question, I can't remember his name, but so the first guy puts down power outlaces. Will Wheaton, the host of the show, puts down transporter, so we can transport to the Enterprise. And by saying that, the Trekkie nerd and the judge freaks out. Like, oh, we can go to the Enterprise! And it was all very, like, it was very stereotypical nerd excitement. And Will Wheaton was just feeding on it. He's like, we could go to the Enterprise.
Well, at least he
we
knows
we don't need the power laces because we have cooler boots on the Enterprise. Last guy put down sex robots. And then they were like, what? Sex robots? We don't need sex robots on the Enterprise. That's what the holodeck is for.
God.
Wow.
Yeah, but who was going to clean up the mess on the floor of the holodeck?
Of the holodeck.
Because that stuff doesn't go away.
Are you sure? It's like everything goes away after.
Sorry, but if you walk in the holodeck and you create it from your own body, it don't go away.
No. They probably sure have like little micro.
Well, it's replicator technology, so it might just
disappear.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's not one of the participants, it just kind of. Of course. Anyways, well, people bring their own batlets in and stuff like that, equipment, plane, hyperball or whatever it is. Anyways, but that's not the point. But wow. Seriously, this has got to be the nerdiest episode ever. And it was, oh my God, it was so hilarious when I was watching it. So I recommend that.
Oh,
that was my pick. So another episode of Tabletop, in this case, the nerdiest episode ever, Say Anything. That was just released. We'll also have that embedded in the.
I also like to point out too. I think I mentioned this before that Will Wheaton actually follows me on Google Plus.
Yes, you mentioned it before.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Name dropper.
Like last week.
Bite me. Y'all are just.
Oh, killed. Wait a minute. Hey Ben, you dropped something.
Yeah, my call.
Anyways,
where were we?
But oh yeah, that's it. That's the show.
That's it. Yay!
Guys, thanks everybody for making it through our bitch fest and my nerd out moments.
Heaven forbid.
There's plenty of ways to contact us. Let us know what you want to bitch about. What things annoy the heck out of you? Hell, the fuck, whatever. Something the out of you.
Holy fucking shitballs, Batman.
Pop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. Leave a comment on the blog. Shoot us an email. It's cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Not hard to remember. You can also really technically send it to podcast@cubsoutloud.com, but I think cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Exactly. You can also leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear your voice. Really, we do. 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CubsOutLoud. Facebook at facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. Google Plus at gplus.2/CubsOutLoud. Tumblr at cubsoutloud.tumblr.com. Ben, where can they find you on the net?
Everywhere on the internet, except for Twitter and Adam Fradham. Tattooed86.
And you can find me on Bruiser as Robbie Bobby or my About Me page at about.me/Robert Nilmander Jones.
Yay. Theater Cub 79, Bear from 01, Bruiser.
Yay.
That's odd.
Shoutouts.
Shoutouts.
Yeah.
No. I think we
have
that.
Take it out, everybody.